And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. You know, we've had a lot of pretty good cooks in this country. Well, I'll bet you had a great Aunt Sue who was famous for her brown bread, and your grandmother probably made the best apple pies in town. I guess your mother wasn't any mean cook either. Didn't her cake sometimes take prizes at the county fair? Now, that's a lot of cooking reputation to live up to. And yet, I'm going to tell you that you can make cakes today that'll beat theirs all hollow. Why, in New Sure Mix Crisco, you can get three exclusive new cake-making advantages they only dreamed about. Higher cakes, lighter cakes, tenderer cakes than any home cook has ever made before. You see, this new Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in years. A patented discovery that makes Sure Mix Crisco different from any other shortening you can buy. Why, we don't know of any other shortening that can now promise you the three amazing cake-making advantages you get in Crisco. Now, the new type of cake batter Crisco gives you is your proof that something startling has happened to this shortening. You've never seen such a smooth cake batter before, with none of the separating or curdling you so often get in cake batters when you use other shortenings. No, ma'am. You get the kind of a cake batter you need for grand eating cakes. And that's no idle promise either. Why, we've made hundreds of baking tests out in our Crisco kitchens. Yes, we've baked hundreds of cakes with lots of different recipes and every well-known shortening you can buy. And the cakes made with these smoother Crisco batters were consistently higher and lighter than those made with any of the other shortenings. And they were the tenderest, best-eating cakes of them all. So why don't you change to New Sure Mix Crisco today and find out what a wonderful difference it can make in all your cakes, too. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. The gentlemen are seated on opposite sides of the library table, and a brisk rummy session is in progress.
I gather from the way your little heart-shaped face lights up, you've won a glorious victory.
Three queens, three jacks, and the four, five, six, and seven of hearts.
It's funny how punk players will sometimes blunder blindly along and win by a fluke.
I didn't expect any credit. All right, that's two games in a row for me. Your deal.
Slap over the tickets.
When you beat, you make a big speech about your superior strategy. When I beat, it's a fluke.
Very true. We played that last hand with deplorable awkwardness and complete lack of subtlety.
I won, didn't I?
By some miracle of happenstance, you did. However, a rummy expert watching your style of play would break out in a cold sweat and shed better tears. You were vague and uncertain about your cards. You showed not the slightest trace of finesse. If you recall the saying about the bull in the china shop, you will understand.
Okay, deal.
Wouldn't you like me to give you a few pointers on the game?
No.
Very well. It's your loss.
Oh, shucks, gun. You're the darnest
guy.
Hi, in there.
Yo,
Sadie.
You fellas missed it.
Huh?
You fellas missed it.
Oh, probably some beautifully veiled lady and greatly agitated is at the threshold pining away for your good-looking papa.
Whip out the tickets, why don't you?
Are you impatient to get defeated?
You fellas missed it.
Is there a beautiful woman heavily veiled and greatly agitated?
Mr. Donahue and Mr. Gumpox had a fight.
Really, Ma?
Mr. Donahue hit Mr. Gumpox on the nose.
When was this?
Just now. I was sitting out on the back porch steps and saw the whole business.
Why'd you holler?
I never thought of it. I was so interested in what was going on.
Heck, I like to watch a fist fight better than I like to eat.
Well, this wasn't much of a fist fight. Only one blow struck.
When Mr. Donahue hit Mr. Gumpox, huh?
Yeah. He hit him a good one, though. Right on the nose.
Draw blood?
Well, I think so. He took that bandana handkerchief off in his neck and held it over his face.
What was the difficulty?
Oh, silliest darn thing.
I bet Gumpox's half-wit horse ate Donahue's lunch again.
No, not this time.
Well, stand up, Percy.
Mr. Gumpox come along in his garbage wagon and seen Mr. and Mrs. Donahue on their back porch steps. He blew a kiss to Miss Donahue.
Oh, go on.
Well, sure, he blew a kiss to Miss Donahue, and Mr. Donahue was infuriated. He tore out to the alley 60 miles an hour.
And pasted Mr. Gumpox one upside the snoot, huh?
Yep.
Doggone, I wish you'd hollered.
Well, I don't think I'd have hollered even if I'd thought of hollering. It had attracted attention to myself and made us look like a bunch of nosy busybodies.
A fistfight in the alley, though, is important. Gee whiz, if a cyclone come along, you wouldn't hesitate to holler because it'd make us look like nosy busybodies?
Well, no, with a cyclone, I don't suppose I would.
What's Gumpox's idea of blowing kisses at Ma Donahue?
Well, he's been doing it for years.
Really?
Sure.
Well, does he love her?
Oh, he blows kisses at all the ladies up and down the alley.
He blows kisses at you?
Well, of course.
Why, it's son of a gun.
Well, I've mentioned that habit of his, haven't I?
No.
I must have. Well, it's been going on for years. Us ladies up and down the alley joke about it all the time.
Sure, girl. I've seen Mr. Gumpox blow kisses to ladies on 1,000 different occasions.
When he sees you on your back porch, he'll wave and show how he goes, will he?
Well, he...
It's louder than that.
Your guy's regular Romeo, huh?
He don't mean anything by it. It's just being...
gallant.
Yeah. You'll be on your back porch step, shaking out a mop or watering plants. Along will come Mr. Gumpox.
And show me a kiss?
Yeah, sure. He only does it to be friendly and nice.
I'm greatly flattered. The garbage man threw me a kiss. Do I throw him back a kiss?
If you want to.
Do you throw him back a kiss?
Oh, of course not.
Charlie Rager's gun throws him back kisses.
Oh, yeah, he does. Just to act the fool. No, Mr. Gunpock's been doing that so long now, I kind of take it as a matter of course. The rest of the neighbor ladies are the same. Miss Harris, Miss Husher, Miss Drummond, Miss Wheeler, the whole push. Garbage wagon will come along the alley, and Mr. Gumpox will wave, and...
This pretty little custom was a surprise to friend Donahue, eh?
Well, apparently, he sure did get mad. Tore out to the alley like a bolt of lightning.
Describe what happened, Ma.
Well, I was sitting on the bottom back porch step with my sewing. Mr. and Miss Donahue were on their back porch steps, and we chatted back and forth.
I think I heard the sound of your voices while Gov and I were playing rummy.
Uh-huh. Well, before long, here come Howard up the alley pulling the garbage wagon. Mr. Gumpox was perched up on that board he uses for a seat. He saw Mr. and Miss Donahue and done what he always does when he spots a lady he knows. Yeah.
Donahue immediately sides him up as a common masher, eh?
I expect. Anyway, he certainly jumped.
Run out to the alley, grabbed Howard's reins, yanked Mr. Gumpox off in the wagon and proceeded to...
Oh, no, he never done all that.
What'd he do?
He motioned Mr. Gumpox to stop. Then he says, stick your chin down here. See, the board Mr. Gumpox sits on is pretty high. Mr. Donahue couldn't reach high enough to hit him.
Oh, for gosh sakes. He told him to get his chin down where he could smash it?
Yeah.
And Gumpox obliged?
Well, Gumpox never realized what Mr. Donahue had in mind. He didn't know Mr. Donahue meant to hit him on the nose.
But Gumpox did put his chin down, huh?
Sure.
Well, you'd have thought the half-wit would have divined Donahue's intention.
He didn't, though. Mr. Donahue says, stick your chin down here. Mr. Gumpox was agreeable as you're assured. He leaned way over the side of the wagon and tilted his face just right.
And Mr. Donahue let him have it?
And Mr. Donahue let him have it.
Gosh, I wish I could have been there.
Oh, it was a real treat.
What happened next?
Mr. Gumpox was stunned.
I imagine.
Completely flabbergasted. He had no idea in the world why Mr. Donahue'd smashed him. He stayed in that same position, leaning over the side of the wagon, don't you know, for a long, long time. Finally, he untied his blue bandana handkerchief from around his neck, and he held it to his nose. At last he said, why did you hit me on the nose, sir? Mr. Donahue says, for being smart. Mr. Gumpox thought that over. Thought it over, oh, must have been several minutes. Then he says, and Vic, this was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Funny and kind of halfway touching, too.
What did you say?
Because he was all in the dark why he'd got his nose bloodied.
What did he say, Ma?
He's Howard.
Howard?
Howard kicked Mr. Donahue.
Oh.
Yeah. Howard kicked Mr. Donahue. See, he thought the whole thing through and couldn't figure out any reason on earth why he'd been smashed in the nose. So, naturally, he wanted to return the favor. So he said, Howard kicked Mr. Donahue.
Howard do it?
No.
Of course.
Howard just stood there with his head hanging down by his knees and acting like he never had enough ambition to come in when it rains.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it. Mr. Donahue went back to the house. Mr. Gunpock sat a few minutes longer on top of his garbage wagon and looked blank. Finally, he said, "Get up," and Howard strolled on up the alley.
Mm.
Some dandy fight, huh?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Gunpock seems to me is open to criticism for his unconventional habit of blowing kisses to the girls.
He just does it to be nice.
Mm.
Been blowing kisses to the ladies up and down the alley for years.
Mm.
Well, I'm going back out on the back porch steps where it's cool.
Okay.
You have to trot after groceries directly, Raj.
Okay, holler when you want me.
Your play here in the running game, I believe. Elbow joint, I doubt.
Yeah, I'll take this nine of diamonds.
You're foolish.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm. How does the garbage man go when he sees a lady?
He goes...
Which concludes another brief interlude to the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, here's an easy supper dish for one of your busy days. Just mix hamburger, chopped onion, and seasoning together. Shape into patties and saute slowly in hot, melted Crisco till browned on bottom and sides. Turn them just once. Then place alternate layers of cooked lima beans and patties in a well-greased casserole and bake for about half an hour. Boy, oh boy, they sure taste mighty fine. And don't forget, use pure all-vegetable Crisco for all your frying this summer. No shortening we know of comes to you purer, fresher, or creamier than sure-mix Crisco. That's why everything you fry in Crisco is so full of flavor and tender and digestible. And will you see the cake-making help new sure-mix Crisco gives you? Why, our baking tests proved that cakes made with this new Crisco were consistently higher, lighter, and tenderer than those made with any other shortening you could buy. So get Crisco at your store today. It's the only shortening you need for all your baking and frying. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Melvin Allen speaking.